One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah. Say, I am a custodian of divine knowledge. I am a custodian of kingdom information. It is my responsibility to make the word known. Amen. Praise God. So we got to teach the word. We got to, see, he sent us to the whole world to make pupils of the nations, to teach them everywhere. You're going to be teaching them the word of God in the shops, in the marketplace. You're going to be teaching the word of God in the bus, at the road junction, traffic junction, everywhere you're going to be teaching the word of God. Everywhere. You carry divine information. They can't understand these things from the educational institutions in the world. But the Holy Spirit gives the knowledge to you. They can't find God in the laboratory. But you have him in your spirit. He's in your spirit. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Now look at another responsibility. See, we are leaders. You see, a leader takes responsibility and acts. And then helps other people to learn responsibility and to learn action. That's a leader. A leader stands up, takes responsibility, and acts. And then helps others to learn responsibility. Learn to take action. Say, I'm a leader. I take responsibility. And I act. 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 I act. I act. You know, I always say that different kinds of people, this particular illustration I like to give. You're coming into church, there's some water on the floor, and I say there are different reactions. You want to enter the church, and here's this little pool of water here, and you have the fellow who holds his Bible and goes around the water and enters the church. Then there's another one, he doesn't go around, he just scales over it and enters the church. None of them said anything. Then you have the other one who comes and says, what's all this? What's all this? Isn't there somebody to clean it? What is all this? He complains, but he doesn't do anything. Goes into the church. Then you have the one who comes in and says, ah. He's looking for a rag. He's looking for a rag. He gets something quickly and cleans the water out. And returns that stuff and goes into church. Which one do you want to be like? Responsibility. A leader takes responsibility. He doesn't say, who is responsible? He believes he's responsible. Because this is the house of God. You choose what you're going to be like. What quality of leader you will be. We have those they call social critics, always on TV. You see, the problem with the government is they're called social critics. Always very poor. And that's one thing I found out about them. They're usually poor. You see, the problem, they never do anything. They're always happy to be on TV. Once again, see, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here again. You're happy to be here again. It's a pleasure to be on your program. Then they're being asked all these questions. They never provide. They always complain. You see, the problem. They don't do anything. And they introduce as Chief So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, social critic. And he's very happy. It's my pleasure. Critics have never changed anything. They've never made a difference. Just talk. And talk is cheap. Learn responsibility. How are you going to change the situation? What is your own role going to be? All right, you provided thoughts. You provided some answers, solutions. You've made proposals. In all this proposal, which one will you do? Where will you start from? Don't get too quiet now. It's just a normal thing. People do. They don't think of how to provide solution. They don't make a change. You're supposed to be an agent of change. Did you hear that? Say, I'm an agent of change. I'm an agent of change. I'm an agent of change. I bring answers. I bring solutions. I'm different. Hey, say I'm different. I'm different. Yeah. So you may be an observer, but an observer with a difference. I make observation with answers. Answers. I change things. Hallelujah. You still there? All right. So, I'm a leader. Yeah. You know, that's what Jesus said when he said, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So, I'm set on a hill. I'm a city set on a hill. Say it again. I'm a city set on a hill. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Jesus said that I am the light of the world. Therefore, I declare that I am the light of the world. And my light will shine brightly. Amen. Yes, it will. Praise God. Now, here's another thing. The priest is a worshiper. And he's a peculiar kind of worshiper. And I just want to pick something here in the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. You found Hebrews chapter 13? Can you read for me verse 15? It goes by him, therefore. Have you seen it? All right, read. One to go. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God once a week. No, continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. This is marvelous. He says, by Jesus Christ, therefore, let us offer to God the sacrifice of praise continually. Then he explains what this is, what he means by the sacrifice of praise being offered to God continually. He says, that is the fruit of our lips. What is the fruit of our lips? Words. He says, giving thanks to his name. Now, the construction, giving thanks, in the Greek, is a word. Homologio is a verb. It is the same verb that's translated in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, and also in verse 10. Where it says, to make confession. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believing in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made. Confession is made is rendered from the Greek homologio, which is the verb of homologia. Homologia is a noun. All right? It means to make, to say the same thing in consent. To say the same thing in agreement. So it says the fruit of our lips, saying the same thing that he has said in agreement with him. To his name. What does that mean? The kind of sacrifice that the priests in the New Testament offers, and that's you. The kind of sacrifice you offer is not just like, you know, in the Old Testament, holy thou, holy. The way it sounds, because anybody can do something that sounds, you know, that people who sing and in their singing they always cry, and if you're listening to them you start crying yourself without knowing the meaning of their song. You just go and you know what, you're going to shake your head like this. You don't even know what to sing it. The fruit of our lips, making confessions to his name. What are we declaring? Everything the word of God, see, it's making confession. We're speaking the same thing in consent. We're saying what the word says about him, about his name, the power of his name, the glory of his name, the authority of his name. Making confessions to his name. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to LWR Transmissions at Lovell360.com.